但这样子讲过了的。
However, you need to study further.
现在呢，特上公司写了实在这个，对，可以明白的。他们推进的写了是，哎，你特别团团呢，其实特别团的日不西是，这个日不西的。其实特别团的日不西，您的程度确实入不到呢。三千年了，三年中外，那么就老也特种吃不了少，像这种就算对的。但特别团团的呀，哎呢，日不西国呢，样那样都接。所以说娘的娘了高了，现在那一代都是上当的，哎，人最近呢，哎呢，哦，他你这个年人上不起，他妈的做什么都上不起，什么的呀，你还记得吧？得了什么东西都是的，哎，你们现在这个你妈的是那个一年，他这都咋的妈的，用心的妈的是，这一根针钉子钉骨的，钉子钉骨的是，他都呢，只怕老久是那东西，他的娘了多呢，哎，那俺是娘的那些多啊是。对吧？你看，娘得了多贵，那你本身今年艺术场呢？顶这个场呢，被二百年代去了，但什么时候消失呀？顶这什么时候消失了？就俺的拍摄的 intellectual 说起来，但 intellectual 什么中俺的 intellectual 讲的有对吧？但的，哎呢，样那样都什么样那样都 deep 了去，宽不了去，有的在呢，哎呢，新的 emotion 讲的东西，这个什么呀？这意识，但这个什么呀？觉着呀，个两种见不到啊，得了公众消失了。
The reason that is, it is important to study is because there is a definite order of sequence of order between the three levels of understanding as Buddhism understands it, and the understanding derived through learning or study, understanding derived through reflection and or contemplation, and understanding derived through meditative experience.There is a definite order in the sequence of these three. So just as Tsongkhapa states in his prayers for the flourishing of virtues, that when I have... I shall subject... the understanding that I've acquired through learning by means of the four modes of analysis throughout day and night, and at the point when I arrive at a level of ascertainment and deep conviction, I shall place my mind single-pointedly upon this settled conclusion that I've arrived at, so that eventually I'll be able toarrive at a meditatively derived experience, which will then help dispel all doubts and lingering thoughts. So when we engage with a certain theme or a topic of practice, first it is important to acquire understanding of the topic on the basis of study and learning. And as you deepen your understanding,then, and you reflect upon it constantly and deeply, you will arrive at a point where your understanding will have a very high degree of certainty. You will have a deep sense of conviction and grounded upon reasoning and reasoned understanding, so that even if someone were to contradict this, you will not be swayed, because you are convinced by its veracity, convinced by its truth, because of your own reasoning process. So at that point, you have arrived at the second level of understanding, which is the understanding derived through reflection or contemplation. However, that level of understanding is still at the level of the intellect. One could say it's an intellectual understanding. However, if you pursue further with your understanding and deepen it through constant familiarity, through constant contemplation, then you will get to a point where the impact is felt at the emotional level. So your conviction is not just an intellectual state of mind, but there is an emotional impact upon you. And at that point, one can say that your understanding has now progressed to the third level, which is understanding derived through meditative experience.